Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I have a framed print hanging on the wall in the tiny room I refer to as my library. And the print bears the inscription, "When the world wearies and society ceases to satisfy, there's always the garden." I take this to heart. When my world wearies or when society ceases to satisfy me, you'll find me outside mucking about in the dirt, digging up weeds, splitting and transplanting perennials, mowing and doing countless other chores. In the more than two decades that I've lived here, I've noticed numerous changes. Some of them good, some of them not so good. Plants that used to grow here no longer do, and other plants that never did now do. And I used to have lots and lots of songbirds, but I don't think the songbirds have disappeared. What's changed is that I no longer have feeders. And I no longer have feeders because of the return of the bears. Instead, over the years, I've shrunk my lawn, and I've allowed the land around the perimeter of my property to go back to its natural state, providing lots of shelters, lots of places for little critters and birds to nest and hide, as well as food sources for them. But when I'm out in my garden, and particularly when I'm kneeling in my garden, the songbirds make their presence known. I can hear their various calls. I wish I were smart enough to sort them all out, but I'm not. But the one call that sticks out amid all of this song is the cry of the crow. I did a previous podcast on alarm calls, and when I heard the crow, I thought about that. I thought about alarm calls, and I also thought about alarm calls in terms of crows and the fact that many people don't like crows, and in fact they hate them. I found it interesting that we chose to denigrate the bird like that, and couldn't help thinking, as I was there on my knees, whether or not this had something to do with the alarm calls that crows emit, because many species respond to the alarm calls of the crow. If I had to guess, I would say they do not do this because they think crows are stupid. Quite the contrary, I would assume they do this because they know that a group or mob of crows is smart enough to post a sentinel so that the others can work and otherwise move freely. And they also do it because this call is distinct. The first time I heard the sentinel call of a crow this spring, I looked up in the sky and I saw the single crow going after a very, very large bird, so high in the air I couldn't tell what it was. At first I thought it was a hawk, but then as the smaller bird kept driving the larger bird closer to the ground, I realized it was an eagle. It was then I knew that this was probably a female and that there was a nest somewhere in the area. At the same time, her call alerted other crows, and when the reinforcements arrived, the eagle was out of there. My second memorable crow experience occurred most recently when I was working in the garden. I was down on my knees, mucking about in the dirt, paying attention to worms and beetles and my plants, and really just letting my mind wander. And sort of in the back of my mind, I had the impression that something was changing, but I didn't know what it was, and besides, I didn't care. I had too many other things on my mind. But then I heard the crow. And as soon as I heard the crow, I looked up. When I looked across the valley, I realized that there was a thick haze over everything. Something was burning. Something very, very big was burning. Had I not, just by luck, caught the weather forecast that morning, I would have feared that it was something very close to me. The smoke came from a fire hundreds of miles away from me, from raging wildfires in northern Quebec province. And there it was, the smoke and the smell all around me. The smell of burning trees, burning wood, burning wildlife. Wildfires. Wildfires in spring. That's another first. The crow was right, just so right, to sound an alarm call. Not only for me, but also for the planet.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.